4-H blankets for their peers. Hello and welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. This year's 4-H Congress Service Learning Project was aimed at helping young children across the state whose parents have been caught up with the awful meth drug. Chuck Denny has more.
It's peers helping peers, community involvement, and a caring and thoughtful effort. These teen 4-H'ers are putting their nimble fingers to work today to knit blankets donated to kids victimized by meth neglect. It was the Service Learning Project for this year's 4-H Congress. Amy Gallimore is with the state 4-H office.
There's a lot more to service learning. This project had a very good learning component.
Sarah McDonald is a Smith County 4-H'er. She likes the fact that this project helps other kids.
This is a really good way to show the kids that have been affected by meth and give back to them and make them feel loved.
While the situation is improving, meth is still one of Tennessee's ugliest issues. We had more than 1,200 lab raids last year, third highest in the nation. But there's also a generational cost. In 2006, it's expected that more than 700 Tennessee children will be taken into state custody because of their parents' meth use. A number of these 4-H'ers, like Grant Monroe, say they've seen firsthand the meth problem in their communities.
Just down the road from me, there was a meth lab, and it got caught, and it was busted, and the people got arrested, and it's a growing problem, and I'm glad that I can contribute to something that'll help that.
4-H'ers also saw a video detailing the dangers of meth and voted on resolutions at Congress on ways to deal with the drug. 4-H'ers hope the kids who get these blankets will wrap themselves in comfort and security. The thought is to give back to children who've had so much taken away. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.